You did not know me. This is our Christmas seminar. This is the thought for today from the University of Healing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly speaking. You did not know me. Very interesting idea to say that you did not know me and things like that. But What could one mean by that? The Christmas seminar we're going to have at God Unlimited University of Healing will take place December 26th through the 31st, and all participants are invited to be on campus from December 21st through January 4th to take full advantage of the seminar topic and its pre-meditation and post-meditation inspirations. The seminar donation is $2,000, which includes lodging, food, and the seminar. You did not know me. What could this topic quite possibly mean? Well, on first glance, you think, well, maybe it's Jesus. We didn't know Jesus. Well, that's not true. Well, maybe we didn't know the Christ. Well, that's true, but that's not the topic. You did not know me. Think about it. You did not know me. This is a statement that is given out for all of us to make for ourselves. You did not know me. Now, who is it who did not know me? Perhaps the statement should be, I did not know me. Because that's really what it's all about. I did not know me. I think so well that I am on top of that, and I know myself very well. But do I really? Do I really know who I am? Do I really know the kind of person that I am? Do I really know what my reality is? And the answer is, of course, no. But why is it that I don't know who I am? I mean, I've had all the opportunity in the world throughout all the years that I've been living to know myself, and yet I haven't taken the time to know myself. Well, you say, you know your physical body. It's like everybody else's. It has all the stuff in it that everybody else's has. Okay. You know that you have a mental household. You have the ability to be one as the universal consciousness, one as the universal knowledge. Well, okay. You have your spiritual reality, which is universal with everyone. The same thing, there's only one God, and that God is present in all beings, as all beings, and that's okay. Well, what is it that we didn't know? Well, we know our mind, but we don't know our brain. Now, perhaps our brain is saying to us, you did not know me. And it's quite logical that it would. Because, in fact, we don't know our brain. We think that our brain is our mind, and of course our mind is the universal mind, and we have all equal access to that. But our brain is something that we have trained from childhood on. Our brain is the filter through which we accept the infinite knowledge of the universe. Our brain is the reality of who we are. Now, you say, the reality of who we are, that doesn't sound very, very big, very impressive, but that's true. The brain can only assume and take so much, and that is what we think we are. But actually, the brain has only the capacity that we limit it with by our thinking. And so if we say the brain is limited, then the brain is limited. If we say the brain is unlimited, then the brain is unlimited. Yes, it's just that simple. It's just that simple. If you say to your designers, I want a car that is smooth and marvelous and beautiful and everything, and I want it to have an engine that burns virtually no gas at all, and I want it to be comfortable beyond imagination, I want to have all the modern facilities that cars can have today. I want it that way. Now, can you make it? And the engineer will say, you bet. And will you have any trouble with the engine? No, we've already got an engine that is designed to burn virtually no gas and go forever, you know. Well, why haven't we used it? Well, because it's not economically sound. For us to put engines that are not recyclable and engines that don't use much gas in a car doesn't help the gas business, doesn't help all the other businesses that are using gasoline and oil and things like that. Well, that doesn't make sense. You'd think that you'd be on the side of good cars, and you put out the ultimate car that you can put out, and that way new ideas and greater ideas will come that we don't even imagine. And of course, your conscience is saying to you, no, that's not true. There is no man, woman or child, who goes to a job and gives his best. They give good stuff. They give a good day's work for their pay, but they don't give their best because they're not paying me enough to give my best. You've heard that, haven't you? They're not paying me enough to give them all that I know. Well, they never will either, because you're always going to be hiding it. But you don't want to be paid for your best. You want to be paid whatever the job you're doing pays, so that you have a living income. But you cannot be paid for doing your best. Now, two people are cleaning a window. One person is cleaning two windows. One person is cleaning the window, and they're both the same. They've both been sprinkled on by the sprinkler. They've both been pitted by the rain and the wind and the sand and so forth. But then they're both good windows, but, you know, a little hard to clean. So one of you sits down before you start to clean the window, and you say, this window needs a little extra attention. What is it I'm going to do to take the extra attention? And so then, while you're thinking, the beautiful thought comes to your mind, oh, yeah, I heard of something. It was on the market just a short time ago. That should do it very well. But they want the window cleaned right now. You got to clean the window right now. You can't go to the store. I don't create myself doing that. I create myself going to the store. And the other one said, I got to do it right now. I'm expected to do it right now. I have to get busy and do it right now. I cannot go to the store for this or that. And so you don't go to the store. So meanwhile, you go to the store. You pick up the fluid that does such a good job that you read about. You casually drive to the store and you casually drive back. And then the other person is scrubbing away at the window, and nothing is happening. And you put this new solution on there, and a wish and a swish, everything is clear as crystal. All the sand pitting is gone, all the dirt, the dust, the grime, the grease, and everything else that makes the window unpleasant. And you look at the window and say, wow, that really sparkles. So the other person is still scrubbing in the window. They're using bleach and they're using ammonia. They're using newspapers. They're using Windex. They're using everything that is available in the house. You went out, took the time to drive to town, go to the store, buy the material, come back home, apply it to your window, and then you had time to do 10 more windows. Now, who wants to do 10 more windows, you know? Well, I think anybody would. Would you like to spend 2 hours doing one window or 2 hours doing 10 windows?
2 hours.
And the 10 is just a whoosh and a swish and a done, you know, and beautiful. And you can look and say, wow. Well, what are you going to do with all that time that you saved yourself? What are you going to do with all that time you saved yourself? Well, it's not the point of what I'm going to do with the time I save myself. It's that I give my best every time I do anything. Every time I do anything. And, you know, that were the case, it usually compounds itself when you give your best, that other opportunities come along for you to give your best too. Very simply, very beautifully. And we don't take advantage of it, but we can. We can take advantage of it, we can enjoy it, we can know it, be at peace with it. But to do that demands that we know who we are. Now, do you know who you are? Do you know where you come from? You know where you're going? Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. All right? Until you know what you're doing, where you're going, you can't get there. And no matter what it is you want to do, you're not going to accomplish it. Because you're not going to be able to give your best unless you know what it is you're giving your best for. You did not know me. You see, we have hidden ourselves from ourselves all of our life because we don't want to give our best, because then we think there's nothing more that we can give, nothing better that we can give. We don't want to give our best because we're not being paid to give our best. We don't want to give our best because we don't want people to use us, or at least think that we're being used. We have all sorts of silly reasons. And so in the process, we don't give ourselves our best. We don't give ourselves our best. So when we say, you did not know me, we're saying we really don't know who we are. We really don't know this wonderful, magnificent, fantastic being that lies right within our own cranium, right within our own awareness, right within who we are. But my goodness sakes, don't you think that's a good topic? Don't you think that's a good topic for a seminar? How we can get to know ourselves, how we can get to reveal ourselves and understand ourselves and experience ourselves? You bet. A pretty wonderful topic. Do you think it's worth $2,000? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, yes. The seminars we've given in Switzerland and Germany, people paid $2,000 for. And that was just for a weekend, 3 days. It's up to you and up to me what good we want to get out of whatever we're doing. So let's give our best and let's get our best. You did not know me? Well, let's start work right now. If not today, at the beginning of our seminar, on who am I? You did not know me. It's a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic topic. And I think it's a topic that we should all consider very carefully. So, our thought for today, you did not know me. And we have a good idea of who that is that we don't know. So have a wonderful day. And be sure to be coming for our seminar. We only have a few spots left. So sign up and call up. Our number is, what is our number? 1-888-463-8654, isn't it? What is it, Ellen?
Yeah.
111. Oh, there it is. 888-463-8654. Yeah, I was right. 1-888-463-8654. So call that number and schedule yourself in for a seminar that will set you on end and start you realizing what you've been missing all your life. I love you. Have a wonderful day.